gotta say something. You can't let little beats really stir it up. That's what's going to
be. Yeah.
But it does.
You get a slide when you throw a brick in an alley?
Carry a hat and a cat squeal.
You hear a squeal, you know you hit a cat.
Agreement unless all of our Vietnamese troops are withdrawn, even if our other terms are agreed to.
Should the U.S. approve a settlement that leaves North Vietnamese troops in South Vietnam, or should we continue military operations to all North Vietnamese forces? Approve 33, wait till North Vietnam's out 47. So it's basically the same thing.
47 say stay in.
47 say stay in. 33 say get out. That's even when you just hang up.
Very interesting.
That's when you hang on too.
All right.
Then we say another proposal is U.S. should continue military operations until North Vietnam agrees to a settlement that gives the U.S. and South Vietnam the things they want. Approve 30, disapprove 55. This confusion is what this says on what people want, among other things. Now, we also get, though, although there are many factors involved in settling the war, consider just these four. Return of U.S. POWs, removal of North Vietnamese troops from South Vietnam, ceasefire between North and South, and supervised election in South Vietnam. POWs, are we Northern troops out, ceasefire, supervised election, those four factors. Which one of those should the U.S. insist on before signing a peace agreement? Obviously, POW 66. Vietnamese troops 7, ceasefire 12, and supervised election 5. There's no need to approve. Then, which one of those four factors is least important and should not stand in the way of our signing a peace agreement? Supervised election 49. Removal of North Vietnamese troops 20. As the removal of troops is more important to people than the supervised election is. So, that's where that comes
from. Well, it's encouraging in one sense that
the policy is still here,
and you also have to cave.
Approval of the way the president's handling Vietnam is 5931. Which is what it was, well, what it was right before the election, but that's the, that was the highest it had been all this year.
That's right, that is pretty high.
It's 2-1 versus.
Pushing all these people,
place, it's much more impressive to those guys.
Yeah.
To sit at the cabinet table?
Sure.
Instead of sitting at the damn conference room in their department where they sit every day for a staff meeting?
No, well, it shows a proper relationship we're bringing them in rather than going off.
Also, it shows that you are looking to your people, who are those men, to do your work. You're not going to the department and sucking around the employees.
I want my people there, too, and not any of the assholes.
That's right.
Well, they aren't supposed to be any assholes.
Well, we probably get to become a few, but they will all take a loyalty test.
Well, it seems, I mean, some they're less sensational than others, but there shouldn't be any that aren't your people. You asked about the Schedule C thing. And,
it's kind of interesting. You got that?
They are fighting some good men outside of Harvard, Yale, and Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Alex has got that. I know that he has a bent for the Ivy League thing, because, you know, that's his only weakness. He understands he can get the heat.
Yeah. That's an inevitable weakness, because it is where you're going to get most of that people. But that really is.
Not only the best people.
Because we know them. No, but Balak isn't going on that we know them.
Oh, he isn't. Okay.
He really is. I mean,
he's not there. If there's somebody good, like I was talking to Blake or Dave, or somebody who they have, he's a pretty good school. He says Harvard. But he says he's concerned with the job. I said, why don't you look at the local home state for the Texas School of Mines?
Yeah.
Or Texas Aggies. Yeah. Or these. I said, those are schools. Schools that are enrollments of 25,000 to 30,000, Texas A&M. And they're for us. And they've got to have bright people in those schools. Now, goddammit, Bob, get these people off their ass and get them out there. And we're not doing enough. We're just not doing enough of them.
You can't tell me we are either.
Graduate of Hofstra College and Long Island University, and then he did go to
kids do.
Let's look at, maybe we have another place for the other guy. Maybe we want to use both of them. Because they're two top candidates.
Right. Or they're very incumbent or something. He can come for secretary, but I don't think he can come for under.
Well, check with Colson. Check with him on these appointments so that it gets beyond just you and John,
right?
You see, we are almost done.
No, he's been in on the people at all. That's for sure. Check.
ATW, they thought was to go outside because you got Cap running it. So we at least can go outside. And but then what you need is a guy who will take a hard look at the stuff and whack, you know, follow the Cap theory. You don't want a guy that's going to fight it. And the first choice there is Arnie Weber. Bring him back. And he apparently wants to come back. He is not committed that he would take it. But he's interested in it.
Will he fight it?
Yeah. More than anybody else, probably any more effectively. The second choice is a guy named Van Gorka, who's now president of TransUnion Corporation. He came up on the financial side. He's been president for 10 years. A Bill Clements type, outspoken, but the kind that could work well with Weinberger, at least I think. And he's,
I think because the department is so big, so difficult, complicated, and the rest, that Weber would be the better man if he would do it.
Weber, he could leave the place to Weber to run, that's the point. Knows his way around. Now the other thing, Carlucci is a possibility.
Oh,
but he's not, you know, again, it's the wrong place to put that kind of a guy.
No,
we could use him better elsewhere.
Too much heart.
And the thought of O'Neill from over at OMB, but they all feel he's better to keep over there to run the
thing
over there.
Incidentally,
second, they've developed a manual.
Where have you done that? How are you
it's done, the procedures for neutralizing hostile people and that sort of stuff. The candidate list for the personnel things is complete. They're taking them all from either White House staff, advancement, campaign organizations, either 1701 or out in the state. In other words, they're pure political people.
Are these people willing to come?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And they'll have that finally done this week. Then they're starting they're running a one-week training course for these people that Malik and his crew will conduct on the whole thing of how to go in and do this. And it's a solid week dose of all the details. And you get the Bruce Hershens types in to give them the horror stories of how this goes. But I was just talking to Gordon Strawn this morning, who's now over at USIA, and he said, you were completely wrong about this stuff you keep talking about the disloyalty of civil career servants and all that. So you are 100% wrong. It's 100% worse than you've ever thought it was.
Did he say that?
Yeah. He said, I've only been here 2 days, and it's just unbelievable.
What are they doing?
He said, the career people here make a point of the fact that they want bad performance rates. Because they know that when Kennedy comes in 77, the people with bad ratings under Nixon are the ones that are going to get the promotions. And the people with good ratings are going to get canned.
That's what he said.
He said, I heard all the stuff we talked about at the White House, but I come over here and I couldn't believe it.
He said they want bad performance ratings.
Hershens says the same thing. That's one of the things they, when we're out, one of the things
the election must have been a horrible pressure for them.
Because they got to write it out.
They've got to wait 4 more years.
That's right.
Which is pretty tough.
But anyway, that program is on track at least, and
we've got to keep going. That's another reason why John's suggestion of my rushing around to all the agencies and making little speeches to cheer up people is pure bullshit.
They'll laugh at you. You got to cheer up your people.
Yeah, right. And I think we do the cabinet room meetings the same with the Congress. We're going to have our loyalists.
That's right.
Just going to play the loyalists right to a T.
There's no point in banging around with the rest.
Right.
You
don't
need to get anywhere.
Well, maybe.
So, we're...
I know, yeah, pounding away, doing our best.
I've got a first cut of ambassadors, and I don't know whether you want to get into that. Or how you want to get into it, or what. Absolutely unbelievable. You know, there are 118 ambassadors now. Well, no, because
no, wait, have you picked up the little student to the UNESCO and to the and to that one over in Geneva,
OECD,
and all the every agency of that sort? I want to be sure they picked up every damn thing there is there.
Yeah.
Marvelous places like Bahrain, Chad, Cyprus. Can we start with, say, who the bad guys are? Do we have any list on that? Or
yeah.
Is that just guesswork?
Yeah.
It is guesswork?
No, we've got a list.
Good.
Well, we've got to start at a list.
Good.
Johnson incidentally has declined protocol, so I think we might as well go with Jim Reynolds.
Or BK takes something else with him.
I don't know. I've got to find out. But the protocol doesn't...
How about putting him in?
What they've done is run through the classification we got.
You think Reynolds has not come on to so hot that he'd be sort of a little bit of a bore
a little bit, but he'll do what he's told. And you need a guy who will gladly hand these folks to take him in tow for you and run him around the country. We only have 24 non-career now. No, we're going to go up to 40. And I think we ought to push for more than that. We can go up to 40 without any problem, I think.
Right.
Sure.
Others have.
And we can go beyond 40.
should.
If we need to post, now that we've Stans has submitted 60 names. We're not committed to those, but I mean, those are for consideration. But we've got some non-career that they're recommending that we retain. And maybe it's worth, you want to take a quick second and run down those to see if you have any thoughts on them. Humes in Austria. He's been there 3 years. They're talking about leaving him.
He's our man.
Yeah.
No. Oh. 3 years. You say that's all there is to it. He's to go.
Strassoupe, keep in Belgium. He's only been there 9 months.
Stage.
Rossadere in Ethiopia.
He has to stay. Strassoupe has been told, though, he's through in 2 years.
Let's see.
You can promise, and incidentally, tell Strassoupe that he's through in 2 years, and then promise.
We're doing all these on 2 more years.
Let me tell you that my point, though. You can promise to the people that want ambassadors that you don't give to it this time. We will have one for you if we make a promise in 2 years.
2 years.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But these are to be go. Tell Strassoupe we're going to appoint you for 2 weeks, but then we have somebody else we can have to go
to. I know, Brad, you do want to move out.
Out.
Annenberg, we leave. Irving in Iceland just got there. He's a... Moore in Ireland. I've been there 3.5 years, so we ought to have him.
It's a wonderful post, but you should go now. You can talk to Dick Morris to whether he should be in that. Whether he should be just tough enough to do the mission.
Ingersoll in Japan, we leave.
Right.
And Rivero in Spain, we leave.
Rivero should go, though. And,
trade representative.
I mean, Everly would be a hell of a good man.
that's, I've got to get more, I've got a general reading on it, that's all good, but I'm trying to get some negative type people to get a reading on it.
Okay, that's,
so, non-career posts.
Changes.
Higher RIMSAT at NATO, Geneva.
Obviously. Now that is one for just a good, sweet duck guy that has good manners.
Afghanistan, thought is to move Newman out of there. He's had enough, been there long enough.
Well, he's been in government long enough, too.
Right.
He's had to share.
Okay.
He's done a good job.
It does make a difference. He's out. John Lodge, and now they have the suggestion of Albert Fay for Afghanistan, Texas. Argentina Lodge is out.
Really Spanish speaking.
Now they're suggesting Farland there just because he's good at Latin American affairs, but our thought was to put Farland up in the State Department.
We may need him for the Mideast.
You may need him for the Mideast. You may need him for...
Farland could do the Mideast.
He could also do Undersecretary for Latin America.
He could, that's what I...
He could do Latin America.
I think he's basically... it might be better since let's kill the Mideast. In other words, if you need somebody to trust the Mideast, maybe kill those Mideast and you could Spain. Might change the chairs around.
Farland back to Latin America.
First, whether Marlon is what we want in terms of the top line or whatever.
Walter Rice in Australia, out of the blue, and their suggestion is Harold Scott. Worked full 6 months in the campaign, full time, former assistant secretary of commerce.
You have no objection to that?
No, no, but that's a huge appointment.
Huge,
easy appointment for a rich guy that can't do anything else. He may be that guy.
I just want to be sure that you're very wealthy. What about John Rollins, for example? He doesn't want to. They were going to make, try to get him into the national treasury. What the hell will they do with nothing? He doesn't want to do it. He just wants to live in his house.
Is that all the reward he wants? He doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dale Schmidt in Canada.
Yeah.
Out. Recommendation there is from Connor.
Who's that as a career post? Do we have to?
No.
I think we're going to wait and see. I think it's a good American business. Everly would be good there, too. American business. That's going to be a business operation. The Conqueror is too much to establish the State Department type. I don't think we have to get it. But he
fought the Pentagon Papers battle and all that. I talked to Bush about the Conqueror.
Well, all right. A Conqueror is a guy that you can. You don't have to kill Canada, but you would give him another embassy.
Right.
Abroad. He has never been an ambassador. You know, you get to Denmark.
Colombia, Leonard Saggio is a career guy that should be moved back to. He's done a poor job.
Here do we have any Spanish speaking Californians in Texas? You know, I've heard that there's not a lot of Spanish speaking. B.K. Johnson can be an ambassador.
Well, maybe he may want to be an ambassador.
Val Peterson,
have you talked to John?
Have you talked to John? What's his name? Conley, with regard to whether he's got supporters. Mexicans, I want to appoint at least a couple of Mexicans to ambassadors.
Yep.
But Sanchez to an ambassadorship.
Yep.
Why not? Be a good citizen. Put him on as an ambassador. And my other friend, Henry Ramirez. Sanchez made it on the reason. Christian hero.
Greece, we should move Tosca.
Got a guy, I don't know where to put Tosca.
You might ask Henry whether he can do the videos.
I have more confidence in Tosca.
Charles Nelson. Brazil, William Roundtree.
Who, William Roundtree?
He's had enough there. I want a stronger man in Brazil, a businessman in Brazil. Roundtree's got it.
Edwin Martin.
Yeah. Is that the same one?
Is that son of a bitch? Remember that I said before?
See,
he isn't the one that didn't have that thing down there in Argentina at one point. Remember? And then they tried pushing him off someplace else and so forth.
Not him. I don't want him.
Robert Yost.
Indeed.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I've watched Cameroon, him. Robert Moore, Central African Republic, Melvin Manful. Solon, Chris Van Hollen, Chad, Ed Mulcahy, Chile, Nat Davis, China, Walter McConaughey. We're going to change that.
Yeah, it's time.
You should tire.
Costa Rica, Byron Bakey.
Cyprus, David Popper, Czechoslovakia, Albert Scheer, Dominican Republic, Francis Molloy, Ecuador, Finley Burns.
Dominican Republic is a good one for us to pick up for one of our own.
Ecuador, Finley Burns, Equatorial Guinea, Robert Moore.
Ecuador could be used for one of our own. Go ahead.
Gabon, John McKesson, Gambia, Ed Clark, Guatemala, William Boulder, Guinea, Terrence Todman, Guyana, Spencer King, Haiti, Clinton Knox, Honduras, Houston Ryan, Hungary, Alfred Buen, Indonesia, Francis Galbraith. We were going to change
out.
That.
Out. Businessman, Indonesia. Businessman.
Israel, Walworth Barber, Ivory Coast, Jack Root, Jordan Dean Brown, Korea, Phil Pagin, Kuwait, William Stolzfus, Laos, Godley, Lebanon, William Buffum, Lesotho, Charles Nelson, Liberia, Bacon, Malagasy, Joseph Mendenhall,
He wants to push up. You got a chance for, you have a, it's now they've got my labor people on here.
But
you know, Liberia, you've got a chance for a black there.
Okay, Malagasy, Joseph Mendenhall, Malawi, William.
Incidentally, make Sweden the black post. I want a black in Sweden.
Yeah.
So that's all. Yeah, just send them out of black. Okay, I want to get another. So get the very best black in town, get in Sweden.
Jack Lightman, Maldives Islands, Chris Van Hollen, Malta, John Getz, Mauritania, Richard Murphy, Mauritius, William Brewer, Morocco, Stuart Rockwell, Nepal, Carol Ways, Nicaragua,
you should go.
Go to Nepal,
so he's from Hollands and Wangley.
Oh, yeah, they both Wangley. Nicaragua, Turner Shelton, Nigeria, Rosewell, McClelland, Nigeria, John Reinhardt, Philippines, Henry Byrou, Poland, Richard Davies, Guitar, William Stolzfus, Romania, Leonard Meeker, Rwanda,
one of those, somebody did mine.
Yeah,
I'm going to check a couple of those.
Rwanda, Robert Corrigan, Saudi Arabia, Nick Thatcher, Senegal, Ed Clark, Sierra Leone, Glenn Olson, Singapore, Ed Cronk, Somali, Matt Gura, Swaziland, Charles Nelson, Tanzania, Bev Carter, Togo, Dwight Dickinson, Tunisia, Talbot Seeley, Turkey, William Hanley, the Emirates, William Stolzfus, Upper Volga, Donald Eason, Uruguay, Charles Adair, Venezuela, Robert McClinic, Yemen, Crawford, Yugoslavia, Tim, Zambia,
just about time to go. I've seen McClinic retire. I want the ages of these people. Many of them are ready for retirement age. You know, that's got to be checked. Those aren't the Bush retired 60. I know. That's what I need to know about all of any of them for 60 years. I know Galbraith, for example, is over 60. Just I think Fasbender's 65.
Cambodia, they want to move Swank out.
God, yes.
Congo, they want to move Vance out.
There's been a bad job.
Mali, they want to move Black out. Blake.
Paraguay. Who is that, Bob Blake?
Yeah.
Christ, we want all of him to dance.
Right.
What are they going to do with him?
I don't know. hire George Landau, they want to move out. Or Luke Taylor Bell.
Never mind, George Landau, I thought that was the one I picked or something.
That's one Hank says to terminate. There's no problem.
He's out.
Yeah, Jake Beam and some of
them. I think he's a little admiral.
Oh, really?
And you
know, after the oath and the address of the Capitol, the tradition is a congressional luncheon.
Sure.
The suggestion that's made is that you give the congressional luncheon at the White House rather than having the Congress give the luncheon at the Hill, which gets it under our control.
Right.
And you invite the same people that would be invited, the congressional leaders, the members of the court, and the members of the cabinet.
That's right.
That's who
they don't have an adequate place there, and they don't have adequate food.
Right.
They should not be given there.
That's kind of a nice thing.
The president honor this.
I'm honoring the Congress. My appreciation of the Congress for their...
But that's a hell of a lot easier for you.
That's at the White House. You're in command.
Yeah, that's on the weekend.
Because that means you can motorcade back to the White House right after the ceremony, before the crowd breaks and everything gets screwed up with the parade. You get right back to the White House, and they all do. And you have the luncheon there, and then they all go out to the stand to watch the parade.
And I have to ride down back and go through the parade. Pass the luncheon.
Terrible thing to do.
All right,
even if it's a problem changing it to the White House, but it would be a terrible thing to breach tradition.
Well, why not?
Not have the
why not? Why don't I ride through the parade right there, right to the White House?
No, I can't do that.
I'm supposed to lead the parade, isn't that it?
Good, Doug. You could have a luncheon at the White House and then go out and lead the parade.
And that's good. Back down to the...
Let me work that one out.
If it can be worked out, so that I can go to the White House the back way. And then, while the parade's forming up, we'll finish the luncheon. And then go out to the stands.
There's a suggestion, Lucy and Rose and Ed Nixon, that you have on Sunday afternoon, you have the church service Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon you have the Nixon-Ryan family reception, which would be a couple hundred relatives.
Yes.
Gets them out of the way at that. Now, you can have them to church, but then they wipe out the church service for everybody else.
No. Have them in the afternoon. After the service, so I don't have to have the burden of it.
Well, that's the point. If they know they're coming that afternoon, it takes them out of your ear for everything else. Talking about trying to develop team ideas for the inaugural. This again, Julie and Ed Nixon have been involved in, along with, you know, our crew of researchers and types tossed in. And the one they've come up with as their number one idea is let the people come forward.
Which, that Sapphire, of course.
Which they see as an extension of the Forward Together theme from the 1969 inaugural, and is the Wilson term when he told them, we still let the people come forward. The second suggestion is the challenge of peace, which implies the hope for the future and all that. That would be good. The third is the new spirit of 76, which has the obvious bicentennial things. It's a general type of deal. Fifth is a new century of freedom. Fifth is we the people. The others that they just tossed in were toward a more perfect union, summons to greatness, one America indivisible, and let us go forward in peace. Out of all of that, I strongly feel the one that does you some good is the new spirit of 76.
I agree.
And
it's difficult.
It's a usable thing. You can't use the peace thing. You never know what the hell's going to be happening.
That's right.
We used it a lot, too.
Well, and it is
actually
the theme for the inaugural. It's not broad.
The theme for the inaugural is let the people come forward is a typical Sapphire, as you know, throwing it back to the, and it gets back also to the gobbledygook stuff. I think the spirit is, the
spirit of 76 ties in every right way. It's a good
spirit of 76.
And it's an executable theme that can be done in all kinds of good form.
I would just call it